Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Me, Myself and 40k with me, your host, Inquisitor Archer, known on the internet. An exciting time this is because obviously we have several things coming out. We've got the Tyranids announced, we have the Knights and the Chaos Knights, which, I mean, they look cool, but I'm really into them. And also we have lots of sort of leaks or sort of things from GW or Games Workshop Warhammer about the next drop, which could be Chaos itself. So the whole big thing of Chaos, could be even demons put with it as well. So there's a few rumors and a few sort of leaks or sneak peeks of models, and obviously the Codex coming out very, very soon. And obviously everyone knows that now the Chaos Space Marines will be getting two wounds. So excellent, excellent. All that in this one podcast about Warhammer 40k. Let's quickly go over, obviously we go over a small structure, which obviously please listen in. I appreciate it that you listen. Thank you very much. And we'll go on to the next section, which is all about the updates. Okay, everyone. So this is supposed to be episode 29. Oof, God, almost 30 now. Jesus. Didn't know how things would last this long. So anyway, this was going to be sort of like a Tyranid sort of based episode, as it were. So I was going to go over Tyranid stuff, and obviously in the chat long, I was going to talk to somebody about Tyranids or talk to you about Tyranids. However, the sneaky Chaos gods and the sneaky Chaos have kind of weaseled their way in with all these new releases and things. So obviously we've been told in the updates, we've got more releases for the Tyranids. So obviously we've been given a little tidbits from the Codex itself. So things like Tomagant weapons are better. I think they can move faster. We've got the new that I covered, the new sort of character that we covered last sort of episode, which is something called Mortrex Parasite or something like that, or the Parasite of Mortrex, which is kind of cool, but kind of creepy. But apart from that, obviously Chaos players have been very sort of, what's the best word to use? Chaos players have been sort of a bit uppity, that still they do not have Marines with two wounds. And so obviously for the next codexes, we've got the Knights and the Chaos Knight. And I'm presuming straight after that, this is not obviously what I know, go down a completely different route. But it looks like maybe it's going to be the Chaos Space Marine Codex next after the Knights. Because of all these sort of leaks or sort of teasers that GW have sort of given us. So the new Codex of Knights and the Chaos Knights. So there'd be two different codexes, one after the other. They're bringing out a box set, but basically it's like a Knight set altogether because they're bringing out a new, two new models for Chaos Space Marine, Chaos Knights. They're bringing out two new Chaos Knight models, which is the War Dogs, which are basically like the armatures of the sort of Knights, the little ones, and also the Abominant. So it's a new Chaos class. It's going to be an upgrade sprue for the current one. And it's quite cool because it's got like vultures and things on top of it. And it's got like the big sort of like power surge thing that the Hellbrutes use. But it's got something else. It's called like something bigger. So like the whippy tentacles. So that's kind of cool. But then obviously then GW made us even more excited by sort of bringing out this Chaos Stirs sort of teaser, as it were. And in the teaser themselves, it's got, we believe it looks like that there could be a new Chaos Cultist sort of standard bearer. There's like a guy with the back of his head with like holding like something. New Possessed, because obviously there's like some like bat-like Chaos Wings. So there could be new Possessed models. New character. Now I've put a new character because somebody said that there looks like there's like a hand and they're holding something. But it looks like it's a Primaris helmet or head plus helmet. And that could be like a new character that's they're holding something. There could be like a new, I don't know, like a new sort of executioner model or a new character, basically. It could even be a new name character. I don't know yet. Also, I've put in my notes that there could be new Chaos Spore. There's a picture where it's like, do I describe it? It's like a toothy sort of maw thing, which is like weird looking, sort of like it's like dribbly and stuff like that. And it's got like things come out of it. It could be a new Chaos Spore models. Don't know. I mean, the Chaos Spore models now are okay. And you get lots of stuff in it, but it could do something else. But it could be a new Chaos Spore or a new Chaos thing, as it were. And also, I believe that it could be a new Chaos Terrain model. So obviously, the Eldari have their gate, their Webway gate. You know, the Orcs have their mech shop, etc. Well, because there's one where it's like this big demon head, and it's like it looks like it's chained to like a Chaos symbol, mech Chaos symbol of flames. I think it could be Chaos Terrain model, or it could be part of something else. So they're my views on what we've seen so far. And I'm actually quite excited because, like, again, I've said this in several episodes before, that obviously my next project, I would love money, time, effort, etc., is to have a tiny little contingent of Chaos Space Marines. So then obviously I'll have a sort of a finger in every pie sort of thing. So Imperium, Xenos, and obviously Chaos, as it were. But apart from that, I think what we should also do is think about what's going to happen next after the Chaos Big release or beforehand. I counted that there are actually roughly 9 codex or codex supplements left. So including the Space Marine codex supplements, so that's people like obviously the rest of the chapters. So obviously there'll be all the supplements. So it'll be obviously, so it'll be White Scars, Raven Guard, sort of Iron Hands, Imperial Fists, so things like that, as it were. Salamanders as well. Also got the Astra Militarum or the Imperial Guard. And also I've got down possibly Chaos Demons. Now that's the thing that would ties to obviously what we've just been talking about. Is the Chaos Space Marine Codex going to be huge? And is it going to have Chaos stuff, general for everything? And is it going to include the Chaos Demons as well? Or, as in 8th edition, is Chaos Demons going to get its own separate Codex? It'd be interesting to see that. If it's going to be one big Codex that's coming out, or it's going to be two separate ones still. I don't know. I'm leaning more towards Demons are going to be in the Chaos Codex, but that's just where I think, I mean, it could be completely different. And also, I've also put here in a question mark, is the Inquisition or Imperial Agents. I mean, I love the Inquisition sort of side of things, so Inquisitors and Demon Hosts and, you know, all the Assassins and things, and they're all their acolytes and agents, things like that. In the past, they have had a Codex. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was in 5th, 6th or 7th. I don't know. It was way before 8th. So, however, you could include all those in one codex. So like the Assassins also, the Assassins and all the miscellaneous sort of agents and things could be into one sort of codex supplement or codex, as it were. Kind of useful. But Games Workshop, Warhammer 40k, don't know if they're going to do that. They could do. But, you know, fingers crossed, that's what's going to happen. That's everything to cover for the updates. I understand that this may be a little bit late. Obviously, people might already know other stuff, but who doesn't? So obviously, I've given you the information and also I've given you my sort of insight to what I think about these new releases or these teasers, as it were. So I hope you appreciate that. Anyway, on to the next part, which will be the story time. So enjoy it. Thank you. Okay, everyone, it's this part of the episode where I do a short story. So if you do or don't know, yes, I've written a short story and then I read it out to you or narrate it to you, as it were. So hopefully people maybe at Audible might like me and I get a job there. Anyway, so this is about Tyranids. I've titled this story for episode 29 as Shadows in the Warp. If anybody knows about Tyranids or Gene Stealers or whatever, obviously they use the thing called Shadow in the Warp. So this is about a team of Death Watch, obviously my favourite faction, going in and obviously needing to exterminate a Tyranid threat. But obviously we don't know, so we'll see what happens of them. Thank you for listening and enjoy. In a flash of light and electricity, Omri and his squad of Terminators materialised in the blink of an eye. As soon as they had materialised, Omni, being a librarian, powerful psyker, felt the heavy shadow in his mind that the enemy emitted. It was known as the Shadow in the Warp, and most, if not all, the leaders of the enemy, the foul Xenos race of the Tyranids, produced this shadow that seeped into the warp from which all psykers drew their power from, making it extremely difficult for them to utilise. However, Omri was a chief librarian in the Death Watch. He'd had countless years of training and many more years of experience dealing with psych from other alien races. This was no surprise to him, and he recited a prayer of protection for himself and his fellow brothers under his breath before opening a vox link to the rest of his team. Spread out and keep your wits about you. These Xenos abominations are cunning, as you all know, Omni ordered his brothers. 4 of the squad members turned in different directions and stomped off in the heavy armor. However, one stayed with Omri. It was the squad leader, Sergeant Theron from the Iron Snakes chapter. His chapter pauldron of white adorned with a blue serpent stood out from his black armour. Sergeant Theron had served under Omri several times before and had almost an understanding of how they worked best as a squad. Theron was instinctively training his Stormbolter around in arcs from left to right, scanning the environment for any sound or movement. "Any thoughts, Chief? What do you think it could be?" Sergeant Theron asked, questioningly. Chief was Omri's nickname in the squad. It was a play on his rank of the Librarius. He didn't mind it, and it showed that the squad of Hardin's Death Watch veterans respected him as their leader. "Shadows in my mind," Omri muttered under his breath, without realizing his sergeant had addressed him. However, Having been led on numerous missions led by his librarian, Sergeant Theron was used to the particular habits of his squad leader portrayed. After all, he thought, Chief Librarian Omri was a powerful psyker, and he was not, so he didn't understand what it was like being strongly connected to the war, but he did know one thing, and could be very dangerous. After a moment, Omri had come out of his thoughts and addressed his squad with a voxling again. Let the Emperor steal our souls. I feel the monster that surrounds the warp with its mind. It knows we are here. So let us introduce ourselves to it, Omni said, while his eyes glowed bright blue and warp lightning started sparking from his body. Omni opened his mind just a little to the warp and used his mind to manifest the sparkling lightning around him. The lightning streaks grew and jumped out from his bulky armored body and shot in all different directions. Swirling wind stirred around him, and it looked like an unnatural storm had just manifested around him and his brothers. As the lightning storm seemed to come to its pinnacle, Omni lifted his psychically attuned force staff up and struck the floor with it. As soon as this happened, the building force shot out all around them and in all directions in a ripple of a sonic crack and then deadly silence. All that could be heard was the slight whine of the servos in the Space Marine's armor as they looked around at each other and adjusting their stance and moving their weapons around to slowly scan the surroundings for anything. Then a sound that made them all freeze. Not in fear, as every Space Marine knows no fear. They all paused as if they're trying to understand what sort of noise they had heard. The noise was something between a piercing wail and a scream that sounded like it was made from having not enough air in your lungs, but uncertain whatever it was that made the noise. It was far from human. Omni pointed his force staff in one direction, past his men and down the pathway into a tunnel shaft. That way! Omni ordered his brothers towards the unnatural sound they had just heard. Without hesitation, every member of the squad moved in a heavy lumbering stride towards the tunnel that he had directed them to. The six-man squad filed into two lines, two Terminators side by side, as they made their way into a tunnel towards their goal. As the Marines stomped through the tunnel, they met dead bodies of aliens everywhere. Four armed monstrosities with bulbous heads and evil faces that cracked in two with large mouths full of razor-sharp teeth and long, long tongues. The arms and feet ended in long, sharp talons, and their bodies were covered in large scales and carapace plates. All were dead. Their alien eyes glazed over as if they had just dropped where they had been standing. Filthy Xenos gene stealers! Sergeant Theron spat as he stomped on and completely crushed the nearest alien's head under his armed bulk as they strode on. As I and the rest of the squad have commended you before, Chief Omri, your psychic prowess is extraordinary, Sergeant Theron exclaimed, as every other member of the squad agreed in some way. Thank you, Sergeant. However, don't thank me just yet. We still must deal with the primary target, which I believe isn't impressed with my psychic might, having just slain most of its kin. Omni replied, in as much jest as he could muster, while trying to focus on keeping the primary target out of his mind. His enemy was a potent psychic too, who had been constantly trying to break his mind ever since he and his squad had teleported in. Omri was too well trained, and had too many years of experience dealing with Tyranid psychers. He was in control of his own mind, and his psychic defences were keeping his enemy out. As the squad of Terminator Marines entered a large chamber, they instinctively spread out in the entrance as they looked upon a rocky island in the middle, and they saw now what had made the wailing noise from before. A huge monster perched itself on the rock island as if to assume the position of an important idol or monument for all its followers to see and worship it from the middle of the chamber. The monster had to be nearly 3 meters tall, if that, and it represented the characteristics of the dead gene stealers they had seen through the tunnels, but on a larger and formidable scale. However, this Xenos monster had a few differences, such as large epiphyse producing from the carapace of its back and large bulbous head seemed to be more elongated and pulsating with large throbbing veins. Each large claw that extended from its six limbs was the size of a sword blade and looked extremely vicious. The creature glared their way. Its cold, dark, alien eyes. It proceeded to jump off its platform to the floor of the chamber. As it hit the hard floor, the rock cracked and broke underneath its massive size. It then lifted its head in the air and let out a wailing screech. It was answered with multiple smaller screeches as the sounds of hundreds of talons and claws could be heard, scraping and scratching on metal and rock, as then the chamber itself became alive. Gene stealers appeared from every tunnel, hole, gap, at every surface that could be seen in the chamber. Omri and his squad instinctively reacted to this aggression. As they all lifted their weapons in different directions and started blasting away, Omri muttered under his breath a prayer of guidance to his emperor, hoping that he and his brothers would survive this ordeal or die well doing the duty against the hungering tide of the Tyranid foes. Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of Chat Along. We talk about 40k stuff by myself, to myself, or with somebody else. This episode we have is the one and only, one of my friends from Discord and from Twitch streaming, as it were. Well, I don't Twitch stream. This gentleman does. More than Mikey, and we have a mutual friend, our partner, Amber. So hello, Mikey. How are you doing?
Hi, man. Good to be here. I was nervous when I initially wanted to be called on, but I'm happy to have a chat with you about stuff. I am
ecstatic that you said, even though, you know, with a gun to your head and me twisting your arm and
100%.
But yeah,
it's all a scam. Yeah, I've been tied up in his basement
throwing water in you. this water smells funny. That's not water. Anyway, so yes, as you can, we're kind of like brothers from another mother, aren't we? We game a lot together, and we kind of just act a lot together, don't we?
Amber often says we're basically like twins. Like, if she could clone you, I'd be that clone.
You'll be that mutant clone.
We jokes and finish them off with each other. It's funny.
Yeah, so I'd say that we got introduced because through Amber, because when Amber was straight, you met Amber. And then obviously then Amber introduced me to you, as it were.
Yeah.
So that's how we've got a mutual. And so how can we put that into 40K? Talk about 40K games, as you so very, very eloquently said, why we talk about Warhammer games. I was like, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because obviously I'm not the most knowledgeable when it comes to your Warhammer stuff. So I thought, what's the way I could sort of bend myself into it? Well, I know video games, so makes sense. Two and two together, make five.
I guess the first thing I want is, have you played any 40k games?
I tried playing the first Space Marine game. It was a while ago, though, but like, I don't remember much of it, but I definitely had it. So obviously that's the first game we could talk about today, is Space Marine 2. I saw it. It was a big reveal that happened on, if it was the Game Award, right? And
I believe
it was one of the most hype reveals. Like, it got loads of views and people were really impressed with how it looked. I want to get your opinion on it, because the one thing I heard was it showed off the Marines in a good light, like what they expect to be.
I mean, I played Space Marine 1 and it was the best thing ever. It was like, it was like crack cocaine on it. It was the best thing ever. Just the way it was, just really brutal, and all like the noises and things, like how a bolt was like boom, 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 like everything was spot on. And you know, as we say in games, like, you know, don't change. And it seems like on the reveal of Space Marine 2, it reveals like the gameplay, not from like the but from the gameplay, it looks like they've carried on with that. However, awesome. I was going to say the protagonist, Captain, I'm going to say in quotations, Captain Titus. He's not a captain anymore. He's a lieutenant, because that's the markings on his armor. He's now a Primaris as well. So obviously there are differences between Firstborn Space Marines and Primaris, or the new ones that have been kind of like created. Certain characters have kind of, we call it cross, and it's basically the sort of like the surgery to cross from a firstborn space race. And it's a very dangerous thing to do. Things die from it. And these are space marines. So these are not like your average Joe humans. These are space marines that die. So it's quite horrific. So now we know that Tennant, so obviously he's been decommissioned from a captain, and obviously trying to obviously win over, you know, the Ultramarines again. And obviously now he's obviously not fighting the orcs this time. So
he's like trying to prove himself again.
Yeah, because I don't know if you said you did in the last one. The way it ended was he was seen as a heretic, because he used some kind of chaos stuff by the Inquisition, a certain Inquisitor. I can't remember, is it Inquisitor? And also the Black Templars. So the Black Templar chapter. So we're presuming he's been taken by the Inquisition. Obviously, he's questioned and tid, and obviously, I'm presuming on the Inquisition, because there is a few teaser things
on his wrist, I think, or on his belt, I think like a talisman or something, or something towards the Inquisition, where he's like part of the Inquisition.
Oh, right.
Presuming he might be a lackey for the Inquisition now. Don't know. That could just be a rumor. That could just be a random talisman thing that he has. But from people that have, you know, like the screenshots and stuff like that, it looks like a nod toward him being working for the Inquisition now, which is kind of strange for a Space Marine.
Yeah, like I just devout to what they do, aren't they? It's like the fact that he's changed basically an allegiance to something else.
Obviously, he's still an Ultramarine, so he's obviously an Ultramarine, so he's actually still doing things. But yeah, his honor back from that is kind of a big thing. Decommissioned. It's not decommissioned. Mm. You know, going back on that, so that's obviously a little bit. But yeah, Space Marine 2, yeah, looks great.
It looks insane. Like there was a little gameplay tease at the end of the big trailer, wasn't there? And that third person over the shoulder, just pure guts destruction. Oh, like, it's my sort of game that I used to love playing Gears of War, obviously, at the new God of War that comes out recently. It's similar to those, so I'm definitely
going
to play this.
It looks like that kind of thing, like over the shoulder shooting, and obviously I hope it's sort of affiliating to like every so level you get. So I think like the first one had like a chainsaw and a bolt pistol, then you got like a bolter, a stalker pattern bolter, so a sniper bolter, then you got like a plasma gun, and then you got your jetpack, and then you got like, I think you got like thunder hammer after that, and you just get better and better every time.
And the thing you mentioned, you said about the first one being so accurate, like every single noise and stuff. I'm just imagining that with all these next-gen engines and stuff, like how good they could sound. Like they have, like obviously, use a PlayStation 5, for example, that 3D audio or whatever. So if you played it on that, it could sound like you're actually playing in the middle of it all, and portions of the noises are perfect.
Yeah, so and all kinds of stuff.
Controller, so, like you do a specific type of reload of a gun, or the charging of the blades, and it'll feel in your hand like that's happening.
The fizzing, like zoom, like a crackling, because power blades or power swords or power weapons like electricity. So that'd be kind of cool if they could do that.
Like your hands just feel like they're getting a tingle of electricity as you're fighting with it.
Oh, that'd be cool. They could do it for the controller.
Because I know it's only on, they only do it on dual senses now, PlayStation control, but I think Xbox are thinking of doing a similar thing as well. So I think that's going to be like an across the board for controller experiences eventually. So that would be really,
I didn't know that.
It's the consoles, they always copy and do what the other console have done better this generation. Like, for instance, like you've got your Game Pass that's been better than Sony's doing, so Sony's trying to do their own version. Sony's control has been better, so Xbox is doing that. But yeah, the way that could work with this, really excited. I wonder if it'll be on Game Pass, actually.
It could be
in the case of where it does what Guardians of the Galaxy did, you know, where it sells as many copies as it can in its first few months, and once it gets to a point in that year, comes out on Game Pass for the rest of the people who weren't quite tempted to buy it brand new, to give it a go. And then that could get legions of Warhammer fans, like I say, I want to try it.
And I think that's how they get a lot of people, the actual hobby itself, so the war pop or the war gaming,
do
bring a lot of people in from video games. I know they have video games to get people interested inside of it, as it were. They do it with books as well. Book that every Warhammer book I have, or every 40k book I have, it is always an advertisement for war game. Like, oh, more interested in things, check out this. It's like, oh, yeah. You did.
it's a case of, like, you've got these stories, games, books, you say, of characters that are well-known, well-presented, and you're like, I want to have my own character and do my own story and how I want to make this happen. Mm. Yeah, so it encourages people to get into it, I'm assuming, like that. Like, real-life RPG.
Right, yeah, real-life RPG. Move on from Space Marine 2. What would you...
The next one that I was looking at is it Dark Tide?
Okay, Dark Tide, yes.
Because, as you well know, I played last year Back for Blood with Amber, a few other friends. I enjoyed it initially, but they're the sort of games I really like, you know, where it's not competitive multiplayer as such, but playing as a team to survive against stuff, hordes of enemies, etc., etc. This looks like that sort of game, but it's more than just, oh, I've got a gun, I'll shoot. You're getting different types of people you can be, like massive 15-foot dude with a massive hammer as one of your team.
Oh, the ogrein.
Yeah, like, and yeah. I'm just imagining how cool this would be in like that context, because you could actually change it up rather than be basically the same character, four of you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, did you play Vermintide or Vermintide 2?
I've watched playthroughs of Vermintide 2, but as I've seen with that, the characters, they're not as varied as what this one looks.
Yes.
Like, I've seen they've had like dwarves and stuff, but yeah, very much different.
Yeah, so Vermintide, again, it's got tied. Inquisition gets the pies and fingers and everything.
Never escape the Inquisition.
No. So before that, the thing to be part of this team, as it were. So obviously he's like a, they call it like a abhumans. And so yeah, a big dude. It seems like there's two stormtroopers or two Scion Astarte Militarum, Astra Militarum. Either. I think one's got a chainsaw and the other one's got like a las gun or a hot las gun. The fourth one. It looks like it's a Mysterian priest or priestess. She's got a huge like thunder hammer. And then normally they can be drill sergeants or drill abbotesses, and all they're just like priests. They just go around and they make sure the dead's okay, sorted and stuff, and you know, praise the emperor and stuff like that. So does look.
You're saying it's a priest character. How would that like influence like the gameplay mechanic in this sort of game? Like, you're saying they looked after the dead and stuff. Does that like would that mean, I don't know, you could raise the pit thing, it could, for in theory, could raise the dead you've killed of enemies to help you, or I don't know.
No, it'll be more like, but if anything, because the way sort of priests or ministers are seen in 40k setting or the tabletop game is they have a mechanic called him, it's normally buffs for your troops.
Right.
For the enemy, so I'm presuming that's how they'll do it.
More like
again,
a protection person, not heals and stuff. More like if enemies are coming our way, I can like shield you up and protect you from damage. Yeah.
Yep. Your damage output or something like that.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like you can do more in less time.
Mm. So hopefully that is a mechanic in it. Yeah, I really enjoyed the team game Back for Blood when we all played together, and I really enjoyed it. Just the game was so hard.
I think the people who made that did not understand the concept of a difficulty curve. They just said hard mode now. I'm playing Elden Ring as you are as well. Even that's not that difficult.
Yeah, as you say, it looks great. I've only seen bits of, obviously seen, there's a trailer and like game, a bit of gameplay came out.
Yeah.
It looks like a copy and paste of Vermintide. Again, broken. Don't. Vermintide 2 was excellent.
It also looks to me a lot bloodier, as if like they've took influence from Doom or something. Like it's a lot more aggressive. You know how usually I think in Vermintide it's more like you have to like take things as they come. Where this, you push through them all, get them out of the way.
I think so. Yeah. Now thinking about it now, like I think in the trailer, I haven't watched the trailer for ages, but I do believe from like got his big big ogre blade out, and he's just like hacking bits off people. And I see part where the priest smashes like somebody with her thunder hammer, and I think it like crushes their skull or something. It just, yeah, cool. So hopefully, yes, they have cranked a bit. Hope so.
Yeah, get proper 18 plus
because your fight with, because I remember this little Inquisition team fighting against, I think it's in the Plague Wars, so you're fighting against a lot of Poxwalkers and like Nurgle stuff. So obviously they're very nice and poppy and gooey, because Nurgle's all about rot and decay and that. So you've got lots of Poxwalkers that you can, and lots of Nurgle-y things. I see, and one of the enemies was like a Nurgle. So that'd be kind of fun to fight against as well.
Like so you sort of get like the opposition equivalent of your team, maybe, to like fight against.
And also I've seen art from the, there's a, like cultists and Astra Militarum, which are like charms, or it's like traitor guard. So that'd be kind of fun to fight against as well. So traitors of the Inquisitions. So that'd be kind of cool.
In terms of other games, there hasn't been, I don't know if there's ever been a game of Warhammer, but like this, based on the sheer amount of enemies, loads of soldiers involved, isn't there? Like people attacking, defending. You ever played like, what's it called? It's the samurai games where they've got one dude that's like in charge of a whole army.
Emperor? Is it?
I'll just have a look.
Shogun? I can think it was like Age of Empire
Oh, I know an equivalent. There's one where it's based in the Legend of Zelda universe, and it's called Hyrule Warriors or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where it's like a strategy one where it's like you command an army or something like that.
It's like, it's a hack and slash game where you command an army.
Oh.
Where you're like one really powerful leader commanding your army to take over other areas which are armies. And I thought,
oh, okay. You
could have a video game based in Warhammer where you're like the main dude. You've got all your little soldiers that you command to go and take over, but you just demolish opposition like freaking Sauron in Lord of the Rings, where you're like blowing them away with one hit. And imagine how cool that would look.
I think the nearest thing to that I can think of, Dawn of War was a PC game, and yeah, you made an army. You weren't a particular dude, but characters that you can obviously that could like smash captains and things that could go and smash things up. You formed an army, but then obviously you had to like build up your base and stuff like that. Nearest thing I can think of, something like that.
I'm looking at that. It's similar, yeah.
And there's loads. It's Dawn of War, then it's Dawn of War 2, 3, all kind of. There's all like legal expansions as well to that. And I'm sure they're all on Steam as well. Yeah, I love Dawn of War. I love first. It's such a good simple game. And I think we're moving on to the next one where obviously battle set that because you still have to draw. Because you've got a lot of infantry, but you don't. Well, you build them up eventually because it seems like every time you do a mission, you get like an extra unit or a special unit, and you can add it to your roster. And then in a fight, you have to pick so many units, and almost kind of the actual tabletop game itself.
But yeah, that's what I saw from the trailer. It looked like an actual, like, obviously it's turn-based strategy, but it looked like you position all your pieces like a turn-based board, like on the table itself before the start, and then you proceed to battle your way through and win.
Correct, absolutely correct. Yeah, it is. And I was going to say that it is turn-based, which, I mean, I don't mind turn-based. I quite like turn-based games, but I know that some people are fan of them, a turn-based sort of simulator, as it were, but I don't mind it because obviously I play 4K, which is a turn-based game. So, yeah, I can see how...
I'm mixed on turn-based games. With stuff like this, where you can tell it's based off of an actual tabletop game, which are always going to be turn-based, because how do you have real-time like tabletop games? That doesn't happen, does it? But like turn-based games, like Final Fantasy, I've never been into, because it's like you've got an arena there where you're fighting each other. Like, fight. You don't need to take turns. They're the ones that always got me. Yeah, these... more my style because they make sense to be that way.
Yeah, Final Fantasy either. And I played, what, 7, 8? I remember I played a few.
Yeah, I tried getting into it again when they did the remake, Final Fantasy 7. But again, even that, they slightly made it more real time, the gameplay. Oh, that, okay. But it ain't for me.
Right. I guess game then, or one of the last games I think we should cover is Cross Gate Demon Hunter. Now, I picked this one out, Paul, too. It's got a person who voices it, who we both know, which is Andy Skouras, obviously, I apologize for pronouncing his name wrong. Gollum in Lord of the Rings, which we both love as well. I think he voices like a grandmaster in this, like almost like the tutor of your band of demon hunters, as it were. So, yeah.
So he voices like is he like the equivalent of if a player in the tabletop game? Is that what he's voicing?
It's not. I think he's a named character in the game, but it's obviously not like it's made for the game, as it were. So, but yeah, he's almost like a tutor, and then he unlocks, I think, like new your units for. So he's kind of like, I guess he's kind of like tutor slap. You know, like, you know, here's more units to kill things with.
Well,
so,
with him being in the game, it will give it a lot like publicity, because obviously he's known as to be like one of the greatest voice actor motion capture actors going, isn't he? So having that sort of recognition in your game will just set it up a level. And speaking of famous people, obviously I've mentioned it to you before, I wonder if they'll ever try and get Henry Cavill involved, because he's publicly time and time again said he's a massive Warhammer fan. Imagine, we've got Superman involved in our game. He could play a Space Marine in a game secretly, and we don't know about it.
He could voice anything, really. I mean, do you know what he would actually be? And he kind of looked a little bit like him. He could play, if he's a little bit smaller, he could play a younger Ravna or a younger Inquisitor Eisenhorn, who's my favorite Inquisitor.
that's nice.
Yeah, he can play a younger version of either one of them. I think that'd be very, very...
Well, you're saying size will be an issue involved in this, but obviously most of the time it's going to be voice acting work, so he'll easily play that.
Yeah.
Because the best things I've seen with Warhammer have been when they've done these CGI extravaganzas, where it's like a 10-minute action sequence they've done. Like, I've seen YouTube channels where they've like, and it looks top-notch, like better than some actual movies. So, yeah, I could see him involved in one of those, yeah.
No, I was just thinking, like, if he did actually, like, if theories or something, because they were planning on doing it. I'm sure they were planning on doing, like, say, an Eisenhorn series. Or they did it, or they, you know, they, you know, said, like, oh, it could be happening, you know, sort of.
Yeah. I think Netflix would probably be a sort of place where that would happen, because they seem to be the place to take risks on stuff like that, because you've seen the amount of programs they make that sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So they're willing to try that, surely.
But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I'd really get Henry Cavill involved in something, something or anything. Yeah, a voice or something like that. That'd be awesome. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Because, yeah, it's not just specifically, but it's the fact of what he does. He represents, he is a super fan of the media he's advertising and he wants to be in. So,
yeah.
Like, he's publicly mocked other people on Graham Norton, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, did you see the one where, I think Warhammer brought out like him going to the Nottingham, like them showing him around and stuff, and he was like completely like everything, you know, he's taking it all in. You can tell that he wasn't just there like or whatever. You can tell he was taking it all in and looking at all the miniatures and all the praise and everything. You can tell that he was
truly
like,
invested.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, he is a custody player. So, I mean, boys,
you just have to beat him.
Just have to beat him. I don't think have I played. Yeah. To you. No, I've always been absolutely I've actually been absolutely massive. Basically, they're just huge. They're just bigger space. And hopefully, I hope, maybe, more mystical chance that Henry Cavill listens to this. I hope he does do something, you know, with that and do something with it, as it were. So
I too hope he's listening, and I have a good feeling he will, because the guy who tried to get The Witcher off the ground, actual book version, not the game, I think he'll try and get Warhammer off the ground as well in Netflix. I truly think he will. So
awesome. I guess we'll come to a close now. First of all, thank you very much for being a guest on my podcast, talking about 40k with me, because like you said yourself, you do not know a lot about the actual 40k universe and stuff, but I'm glad we can talk about what you're both ecstatic about, which is
and we're both excited for.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
Game of the year.
Yeah. But thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on my podcast. Yeah. It was
it's been great fun. Having you. It's been fun, man.
Well, take care. And obviously, we'll move on to the next section.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Quizzes with the Mrs. intro. So I quiz my beautiful, my amazing, my wonderful Amber, my partner, who loves to be quizzed on Warhammer. She loves it. And what I do is this, I will tell you the answers to the questions that I give her in the next part, which will be the quiz with my missus. And so obviously I'll give you the answers now, so then you know what they are. So what you can do is what I say every episode is you can Google them or go to Games Workshop or Warhammer website, and you can look at what we actually are looking at. Because I gave her four pictures, and then obviously she doesn't know what they are normally, and obviously she has to pick what they are from three answers that I give her. However, obviously you can see what we're looking at, and obviously you know the name, so obviously then obviously be like, oh no, pick that one. Obviously you can't tell her because, you know, it's a podcast. Right, so question 1 to 4, and I'll give you the answers. We're talking about Tyranids, so obviously it's all the dribblies and the bugs of the Xenos race. So they're all like monsters and things. Question 1 is going to be Termagants. Question 2 is going to be a Carnifex. Question 3 is a Marlock. And question 4 is Parasite of Mortrex. Without further ado, you know the answers. You can obviously, like I said, you can Google them and see them. And obviously we'll move on to the next part, which will be the Quizzes with the Mrs. Right, it's that time again. It's the Quizzes with the Mrs. Come on down. So yeah, as usual, if anyone isn't there already by now, best part of the episode, isn't it? Yeah? Nudge, wink, wink. I think it's the best part of the episode anyway, always. I have with me my wonderful, my amazing, my beautiful, my gorgeous, lovely Amber, my partner. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So we quiz you on 40k shits, don't we?
Yep.
And you learn stuff, maybe.
Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're always excited for it, though.
Yeah, of course.
Normally, as long as it's not Space Marines.
Yeah, but it's always Space Marines. No, I'm joking. It's not. Not always.
Well, last episode, it was Chaos Space Marines. Same thing.
Yeah, did pretty well with that, didn't we?
Yeah, you get them all right.
Yeah, we got full house.
Yeah, you got full house.
Yeah. means I can let you down this week.
Oh. So we've got Tyranids this week because obviously by the point this has come out, Tyranid characters will come out now. So all the dribblies and bugs are going to be over like...
Ew.
They touch our skin.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
Every time I think of that, I think of the Fly movie and it freaks me out.
Oh, it always reminds me of Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Don't know why.
Okay, very two different things. Yeah, okay.
Right, so I've given you your pictures, which obviously I explained in the intro, where obviously you look at the pictures, you describe them, and obviously then you guess out of three answers. And obviously you have two lifelines, you have eliminate one of the three answers, and then you have ask a friend in Discord, which always helps.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Last time it did.
Yeah.
All right. Are we good to go?
I'm good to go.
Good to go. So, actually, first question is, how much do you know about Tyranids?
I think these are the ones that impregnate things.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I know that. I know the gross alien stuff.
Yeah.
And I know our friend Rich from the game shop plays them.
He likes gene stealers in particular. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you liked these. No.
Well, there's a difference between gene stealer cult and Tyranids. They're kind of the same thing, though, but yeah.
Okay, never mind. No, nothing then, clearly.
Right, question one. Could you describe our little dribblies for us, please?
They all look the same.
Yep.
They're just like weird alien things with guns.
Yep.
Basically. And there's like mini ones at the front.
Yeah, they're different, but we're not going to focus on those. But yeah, they're part of the crew, but they're not what we're focusing on.
Also, like, if you look at the bottom half of their body, it's almost like horse-like.
It is. They do actually have more than four limbs. I think they've got six limbs normally.
Oh, right. I can only see four here. Well, they've got like... Oh, no. They look like hooves, but now they're not. They're more like claws.
Yeah.
Okay, it was just me. I wasn't zoomed in enough.
No worries.
Yeah, just weird, bony-looking alien things.
But what are they? Are they A? Are they the hive brood?
Ooh.
Are they B, gene stealers? Or are they C, termagants?
They're not gene stealers. Gene stealers are a different colour, aren't they?
Maybe.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're... Oh, I can't remember what colour they are. All I know is that they smashed... Gene stealers smashed my Harlequins, literally, and broke one of my legs.
Oh.
Was not impressed. I hate gene stealers now. Hive brood.
Yep.
Gene stealers or termites. I'm going to go... I want to go see. But I've brood sounds lame, so it could be right. Is it just because it's T? Tyranid termagants?
Yeah.
Ha! Hive brood. Well, they do look like they'd come from a hive.
Could do.
Let's go see.
See, termagants. And that is... correct. They are... termagants. So these are kind of like the lowest of the low. So like the
scum.
Well, they're like the smallest warriors of Tyranids, as it were. And they've got things called flesh borers, and basically what they shoot is like little bug. They like bury into your skin and then like eat you from the inside out. So,
well,
yeah.
Alien better take their rights back. Basically.
Oh, you can happens. Say that later on because I got something better than
okay.
Better
for all that. I think I remember that. Anyway. Yeah.
And also, I'll give you the little ones. They are called ripper swarms. So they're like the tiny ones. And obviously they look like alien, like biomorph, don't they?
Xenomorph,
of course.
Biomorphs. Whatever.
But yeah, so they're like the little tiny, they're basically just mouths with little
wormy. Little wormy piranhas.
Basically, yeah. And they look exactly like alien things, don't they?
Yeah. I've got to say, they don't appeal to me whatsoever.
No, me neither. But yeah, so termagants are like the basic warrior basic grunt of swarms, as it were. Excellent, well done. Should we go to question 2-2?
Question 2-2.
So what is that?
Xenomorph in a crab shell. No, right. His head is a xenomorph.
Yep,
absolutely
yep.
Dribbly xenomorph,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
Just with a purple head instead of black.
Yeah.
Then, crab shell.
Yeah.
Pincers.
Yeah.
And then it's just got little hoofy legs. Maybe a crab. Right, okay. A crab ate a horse. And then a xenomorph, like, just inside and then popped out because he couldn't have enough room, so he popped his head back out the front. Once you see it, you won't unsee it.
Yeah, I see the crab thing, though.
Yeah, and the little hooves.
Well, yeah, I see is the crab and then his little head popping out.
Yeah, he's like, oh, sod this. Bit cramped in here. I make my own room. Okay, come on then.
So what is he? Or it, because I don't have genders, I don't think. Is it A, a Carnifex?
Ooh.
Is it B, Tyrant Guard?
Oh.
Or is it C, a Tyranid Warrior? Or Tyranid War, is it?
Sorry, I'm not going at you. It's just my brain is dead from today. I'm sorry.
No worries. But this is if I can get even more done.
No, I think it's because my eyes are hurting from staring at a screen all day.
Can I say them again for you?
Yeah, go on.
Is it A, Hornifex, B, Tyrant Guard, or C, a Tyranid Warrior?
Be a Tyrant Guard. But then Carnifex is like a curveball. We're moving away from the T's there. But then, so my brain's like, let's go for that. But then it's like, hang on, that might be too obvious. It's going to be one of the T's, but which T is it going to be? But then I think, actually, have you just thought, oh, I can't think of what it'd be. We'll go with Tyrant Guard, Tyranid Warrior. Yeah, that sounds good. And then because it's a Warriors, but it can't be a Tyranid Warriors, unless you've just made it like a grammatic error. I don't know. That's my thought process right now.
Fair enough.
Go on, eliminate one.
Okay. Need my dice. All right. We're going to eliminate Tyranid Warriors.
Oh, Tyranid Warrior. No. It wasn't that one.
You're going to pick that one?
No, I knew it wasn't that one. Okay. So now you've just made it exactly the same situation I was in. Oh, sod it. Let's go A.
Carnifex?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right.
Yay!
It's a Carnifex.
Carnifex.
So I might have said Carnifex before, but basically a Carnifex is...
Carnifex is...
It's basically a tank. It's full of, like, the carapace of it is, like, really thick. And normally it was, when I started 40k, a Carnifex was, like, equivalent to a Dreadnought. So, like, a big walker sort of thing.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And also, you might hear the term sort of distraction Carnifex, because also you bring, like, loads of Carnifexes for Tyranid players, and they're just normally a distraction. But yeah, they normally just smash shit up, as you can see, with claws, or they can be given weapons as well, like Venom, I think Venom Spitters and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty gnarly. So, yeah, they're kind of like the Dreadnought-esque
of
the Tyranids.
That's cool.
Good one.
Nice.
Halfway there.
Living on a prayer.
What is that, bad boy?
This is a xenomorph snake thing, and it had a chemical reaction when it took over the snake, and that's why it looks so weird and bony, and its mouth is all ripped open.
Yeah.
Or it's almost like scorpion-esque at the same time, because it's got little like pincy things.
Mm-hmm.
Bit weird, really. Mm-hmm. Again, would not buy this.
No.
10 out of 10 would not recommend.
10 out of 10 would not.
Go on then. Hit me.
All right. Is it A? Is it a Morlock?
Ooh.
Is it B? A Ravenna Prime?
Oh.
Or is it C? An Exocrine?
Oh, a Ravenna Prime. What are we? Transformers? Oh my God. If it's going to be that, I'm going to piss myself. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Transformers, Ravenna Prime.
You got Optimus and Ravenna Prime. It's the failed one, isn't it?
It's the failed one.
Manlock sounds a bit sexist, really, doesn't it?
Morlock.
Oh, Morlock. Oh, right, your spelling's terrible then.
I know.
That's definitely an N, not an R.
No, that's a W.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Morlock, Ravenna Prime, or Exocrine. Crin. That's not how you spell Exocrine.
That's not how you spell Exocrine.
Why is there an E on the end?
Don't know. That's how it's spelled, so. Mm. Or is it?
Oh, these are lame.
These are lame.
Morlock. Morlock sounds alright. I am a Morlock. I am a Ravenna Prime. Ravenna Prime's too much of a mouthful. Forget that. Exocrine. Oh, they're all a bit lame. Carnifex was alright. Quite like that.
You hear that? GW? Tyranid names are lame.
Tyranid names are lame. That's gonna be Ravenna Prime, isn't it? But you're laughing, which makes me think it is.
No, I'm laughing. Sorry, I'm not trying to make you change your decision. But it's just funny how you're just taking the piss out of it.
Oh, yeah, but it's because I can. Because I'm not one of you guys that are like.
Oh, I'll take the piss out of it as well.
You know. I actually don't care what people think.
I don't care what people think either.
I do want everything else, and I worry about everything else. But when it comes to this, I'm just like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't care.
What would you do? Oh, imagine if GW did have, like, an assassin that came to kill me. For bad-mouthing them.
Like a Vindicare assassin, three miles away, just going to snipe you.
I'll be on one of those shows of, like, unsolved cases where it's obvious who killed me, but no one will say it.
No one will say because GW's paid them all off.
There we go. This could be my...
Demise.
Yeah, basically. Oh, I'm trying to put off the answer because I don't know. Exocrine. Morlock. Exocrine.
The Exocrine? You gonna Exocrine it?
Yeah.
Wrong.
What is it?
It's a Morlock.
Oh, no. I was going to go for that, and then I thought Exo because it's skeleton. Yeah.
I made up Ravna Prime.
Oh,
because a Ravna is actually another Tyranid, and they're like little snakes instead. But I thought Prime because some Tyranids do go into like a format of ranks in Prime or Prime something.
Does Exocrine exist?
Exocrines do exist.
But is it spelled like that?
It is, yes, it is. Okay. Yeah. I know, weird. But yeah, a Morlock, as you can see, it's like a snake sort of thing. Basically, what it does is it burrows its way under stuff.
Okay.
And what it does is normally it comes out and bursts behind enemy lines. And normally what it takes, you know, the small ones at the start, Termagants.
Yeah.
It normally takes those with it. So basically it burrows and then they kind of follow after. And then obviously when it bursts out, it goes like, I start to eat things and smash things. Like all the Termagants like spill out. All
right, stop moving. It's your chair's squeaking. It's beautiful. Annoying.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they're kind of, I like the concept of them, but I would never have that model because it looks too fucking scary. You have that, and then you like come into the room and you're like dark. You're just fucking gonna like throw something.
Is it big?
Out. Yeah, it's not that big. It's quite big. Yes.
It'd be a bit boring to paint, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this one.
I know, crazy this one. So yeah. So last one.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at there?
It's a Xenomorph meets Elden Ring. It looks like the bat thing's an Elden Ring.
It does actually, yeah.
Yeah, with weird pincers that make me feel a bit funny.
Tentacle shit.
Yeah. I feel like this is like Warhammer's hentai. It basically is.
It kind of is.
It basically is. Oh, creepy.
Yeah.
Go on then.
But what is it? Is it A, the Doom of Malentai?
Yeah.
Is it B, the Parasite of Mortrex?
Oh, that sounds cool.
Or C, is it the Terror of Octavius?
Octavius.
Oh, sorry, Octarius.
Oh, I was going to say, now we are in bloody Transformerville. You know what? I really don't like the wings.
Yeah.
They look too
membraney, aren't they? Like.
Yeah, but also I think the way they're painted don't really... Like, you could make them so cool. You can make them veiny. You can make them... They just look like...
Actually, I've seen people have painted this and they have done really cool paint jobs of them.
Yeah, because... The colour scheme here is just bland.
Yeah, because I think that's just the generic colour scheme for Tyranids.
And it doesn't work well on a white background.
No, it doesn't, no.
Because the model's white and that's like a creamy beige colour.
Yeah.
God, I should work for Warhammer. Then I would have met Henry Cavill. Yeah. I'm only joking. I just like taking the mic that now Warhammer's cool because Henry Cavill doesn't.
Yep. Right. Do you want to say them again for you?
Yeah, I should have left my eliminate one because I'm not going to use my user friend.
Oh, okay.
Can I have another eliminate one instead?
Oh, go ahead then. I don't mind.
Go on then.
All right.
Cheating the system here.
Cheating system. I'm going to eliminate the Terror of Octarius.
Oh, wasn't going for that one anyway. I'm going to go for Parasite of Mortrex.
Yeah?
No, because Warhammer like their, like, dashy name.
Dashy shirts.
You know, like, Doom of Malentai. Malentai, is that?
Malentai, yeah.
It's got a little dash, a little apostrophe. Mm-hmm, they like those things. Ah, bum. No, going B.
You're going B, going Parasite of Mortrex?
Doing it. Go on.
Last chance?
Yeah.
Going?
Yeah.
Ding, ding. It's correct.
Yeah.
This gentleman, or thing, or xenomorph.
Don't gender stereotype.
Exactly. Actually, Tyranids do have queens as well, actually.
Do they?
They have no queens.
They don't have kings, though. That's a shame, isn't it?
They're primes instead.
Yeah.
So, the Parasite of Mortrex is actually a new model that's coming out with the Tyranids that are coming out for the Codex.
That's a new model. That's the way it's painted.
Yep.
What the hell?
But I've seen, like I said, I've seen paint jobs of it, and somebody's done, like, a black one, and it's got, like, blue... green veins on it, and
that's amazing.
It looks amazing. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Why don't GW do that then? They're the ones that make it. Oh,
because they have to paint it like default, like, oh, so it looks like this, but you know.
Yeah, but they make the default.
I know, but whatever. Yeah, so the Parasite of Mortrex is actually a reoccurring model, which I didn't know about, and I think it reoccurred in a few editions back. But what this one does is, you see the big tail at the end?
Yeah.
It's called an Omver something. I can't remember. It's called like an Omver thingy, and basically it sticks in you and injects like eggs into you. And then,
oh, that's disgusting!
And then, you know, there's little jibbly ones at the start, the piranha worms.
Yeah,
they burst out your chest.
Ew.
Yeah, and that's how it reproduces, and then the swiffer shows reap out, yeah.
That's
and so actually, cool. It's going to have a mechanic like that in the game as well, where it can infect units. And it could do mortal wounds, and then ripper swarms can like start coming around your units and stuff. So it sounds really cool.
That is cool, but still gross.
But it's still gross, yeah. It's still gross. Well done. Three out of four.
Three out of four ain't bad.
That's pretty good. You know your Xenos. Yeah.
What can I say? I like my Warhammer alien style.
Alien style. Well, you like your Adari.
I do, but I like this different.
Mm.
I like, you know, don't merge those together because,
no.
I don't know, there's just something about Tyranids and, it's Tyranids and Tau.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Tau.
Neither of them really bother me.
Tau, fucking boring. Sorry, Tau players, but yeah, they're fucking boring. I mean, some of them would look pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
I think it just depends what you've been introduced by, though. I might have come in, I'm trying to think, and liked something completely different, and then you almost have a connection with the first thing that you kind of come into, and obviously...
Mm.
Like in elves and other things, I think anything elf-like has appealed to me.
Mm.
You know, you like big smashy characters in other games, so like
the dwarves.
Yeah, orcs appeal to you, and that's fine. Like obviously, yeah. I say with humor. I have nothing against people that play them, and obviously they'll be able to tell me stuff that I'll never know, and it'll be really interesting.
Mm.
And some paint jobs, even on Tau, which are not always the most exciting things to paint, can look fantastic. So yeah, I'm just taking the mic because I can.
Well, yeah, because the podcast cat, that's what we're doing on the podcast. Yeah.
I don't want people to be like, oh my god,
yeah,
how
god.
Dare you,
yeah, yeah,
like just because you like Harlequins,
yeah,
I hate them, and I'll be like, yeah, that's fine, cool,
yeah, yeah, you're xenomorph racist. It's like, it's a game, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I thought I'd never be a space marine player again, but I am. So
I know it's taken over this room.
Taken over this room. I'm my sisters. I love my sisters. They're great.
Yeah, see, they're cool.
They're cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining my quiz again. It's always great to have you on the podcast and quiz you. And you learn something, don't you?
Yep.
Yep. I learn something.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you learn?
I learn how you can take the piss out of how all the different ways you can take the piss out of Games Workshop's where they paint models and where they name them.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I'm looking for a new job. Yeah. You know, DW, change my mind.
Change my mind.
No, it's not gonna happen, is it? Oh well.
Oh well.
In another life.
Thank you for taking part, and obviously this is the episode 29, Bugs Are Our Friends.
29?
I know, next time it'll be 30.
Big 30.
Yeah. So yeah, as usual, click all the buttons and stuff. Like, if you want to get in touch, obviously there's Anchor. My email, me, myself, and 40k@gmail.com. Me, myself, and is AND@40k. 40k is 40k. And obviously I'll read them if you send me them.
Yay!
Anyway, it's goodbye for me and goodbye for Amber.
Bye!
Bye, and see you next time on Me, Myself, and 40k.